From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. A federal moratorium on some evictions prompted by the coronavirus pandemic is set to end today. So will unemployment benefits that provide an extra $600 a week under the CARES Act. That leaves thousands of Alabamians with far less money to spend on rent and food. As lawmakers in Congress debate another stimulus package, aid agencies are bracing for another surge in demand. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
The Jefferson County Committee for Economic Opportunity has programs to help residents with utility bills or rent. Hollis Johnson is the director of community services. He says the pandemic has increased demand for these funds.
We've seen a huge influx of new people that have never seen us, that never had to access our services before.
Johnson worries people will need even more help once their weekly unemployment checks drop to a few hundred dollars. He says there aren't as many job opportunities right now. Many businesses are still closed or have cut back due to COVID-19. But families still have bills to pay.
I hope that the landlords don't become impatient and start really evicting families, the power company, turning clients off. That's my greatest fear.
Michelle Farley is also concerned. She directs One Roof, an agency that coordinates care for the homeless in central Alabama. Farley says in recent months, there's been an increase in the number of people experiencing homelessness.
We are frankly terrified that those numbers are going to go up exponentially.
She says before COVID, there was a shortage of emergency shelters. Now capacity is even more limited. Farley says it's difficult to anticipate what the next few months will look like. But without more financial assistance, many families will struggle. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.